to day 14 of 40 Days with Jesus. I'm grateful to Dave Smith, the pastor at Kingsgate Community Church, Peterborough, for his thoughts on this particular passage. We've reached the end of this story of the two followers of Jesus and what's known as the road to Emmaus, their transformational journey. But of course, their journey didn't finish in Emmaus, although that's where they were heading. In Luke chapter 24, verse 33, we read, "They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem." Even though it was getting dark, their lives had been flooded by the light of Jesus' presence and the realization and revelation that Jesus was indeed alive. And that not only dropped from their head to their heart in that moment, it also got into their feet. And they had energy and intention to go back to the center where everything had happened. They got up, returned, they found the 11, the other disciples, and those with them assembled together. The news was being passed around that Jesus had risen and appeared to Simon. And in verse 35, it says, "Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread." They added their witness to everyone else's understanding of what was happening. And as they sat in that room that night, you can imagine how the excitement of what had happened was slowly beginning to sink in as a living reality for them. Imagine their feelings from going from total despair and walking away from Jerusalem, locking themselves in a room, to the joy of knowing for certain that Jesus was alive. The transformation in their thinking that day is very hard to imagine. We of course are so used to this story. We know the end of it. But for these first followers, imagine the feelings that they had in that particular moment that this could actually be true. I'd love to have been there, wouldn't you? I'd love to have been in that room when they were so excitedly telling their story of what they'd seen and heard, the difference that it had made, the things that had become certain about, this good news. And as it entered into their whole being, you just imagine it pouring out of them to all those who'd assembled in that room. I'm sure there were still some skeptics there, some doubters, and we'll meet some of them as we continue this journey. But in that moment, for those two followers who were walking away, they were convinced that this was true, and they couldn't keep it to themselves. I wonder if you're good at sharing good news. Sharing this good news. The good news about Jesus. You know, whenever there is good news, we always share it. So now, can I encourage you, even during this period of time when we're isolated, feeling frustrated, perhaps unsure, to use every opportunity you have to share this good news about Jesus. This joyful news that transforms lives, the lives of people who you care about and are concerned about, those you know who may be struggling, those who you know are experiencing joy at the moment, that you might be a teller of good news because you've invited Jesus to flood your heart with life, and your only response can be to share it with others. Is there someone in your life who needs to hear about Jesus? Pray for them at this time. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you ways to reach them. Perhaps you'll have the joy of sharing this good news very soon. Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for the reality and the wonder of this good news. please empower me and give me boldness and joy to share it with the people who need to hear it, to share what you've done in my life and what you've done to save the world. Use us, I pray, and help us on our journey of faith to be the people who allow the joy of your presence to make a difference in every aspect of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.